What do you think we're going to see? And you mentioned this issue of regrowth. And, you know, this is the first time I've really heard people verbalizing that kind of concern in the adjuvant setting, but it seems legitimate. What do you think we're going to see in these trials?
I hope and pray that we see a delay in tumor recurrence. You know, one of the intriguing things as I've gotten involved in this field from the initial thalidomide roots to present now going over 8-9 years of targeted development is that one of these striking things is when patients fail, they don't always fail with new disease. They're failing at the established disease, or they're failing at unusual sites now, more brain failures. You know,
you're saying local recurrence?
They're failing not necessarily where the kidney was, but they're failing where their disease is established, whether it's lung, right, liver, adrenal, pancreas. So their disease is growing through therapy, not necessarily new disease, making the suggestion that we are truly inhibiting the microscopic stuff from becoming macroscopic. We're not doing well with the gross disease.
How do you know that, incidentally? Is that from laboratory work?
No, your clinical impression. You're not seeing new disease on your patient failures.
That's interesting. So, and has that actually been quantified or documented, or is it just an impression?
We're looking at it now in all our trials with RAD, dose escalated, where patients fail. So we're actually going to put together a more than 150-patient manuscript looking at those prime targeted agents that we've established, the single-agent ones, dose escalated and our RAD, because we'll have over 160 patients on those trials.
That's interesting. Now, has there been prior work where you've seen with other agents or natural history that, you know, you do see new sites as opposed to people progressing in the old sites?
Well, cytokines, you know, historically you saw the new disease sites, the interferon, the IL-2, but that wasn't their mechanism. When a patient failed biology or immunology, they failed. Vaccines was the same way. The intrigue with targeted agents is we always think that if we can treat the minimal tumor burden with these anti-VEGF, anti-PGF agents, we should be able to get ahead better. And I believe that statement. So I think it's something that we need to look at and other investigators should look at.
Although I've heard people say that in terms of just anti-angiogenic strategies sort of globally, questioning actually whether it would work at a microscopic level where, you know, maybe the vascular issues are different.
It's not as mature at this point. Absolutely. Fair statement, fair devil's advocate. And I have no rhetorical statement to make to that because it's a potential true statement.
Now, getting back to the study itself,